Wow. Christy, I don't know what happened to you at the state fair. You were surrounded by people holding up Vilsack signs. I was surrounded by people in Romney Ryan t-shirts when I spoke at the state fair. It's great to be back at the Jefferson Jackson dinner, and it's especially great to have such an amazing state party chair, Sue Dvorsky, who reminded us that there are things in life far more important than winning elections. And Carolyn and I send our thoughts and prayers to the entire Gronstahl family. And it was just 2 years ago, right now, at this same time, that we buried my 17-year-old niece right before the last election. And I told people all the time that there are far worse things in life than losing an election, and those moments reinforced that. But Sue also mentioned that the other Bruce was in Iowa this week. The boss, Bruce Springsteen. And for those of you who were there in Charlotte when the confetti started to fall from the ceiling, you heard the words of Bruce Springsteen reminding us as Democrats that we take care of our own. And I've been thinking about that great song as I listen to the candidates talk about what's important in this election. Because I happen to believe that Republicans and Democrats have fundamentally different visions of what it means when he says we take care of our own. Because I hear Mitt Romney talking about his belief that corporations are people too. And I hear him talking about how 47% of our society are slackers. And I believe as a Democrat that those perceptions of America are fundamentally wrong. And that's why I'm proud to be a Democrat. You hear a lot of Republican candidates talking with moral indignation about our debt and our deficit, even though with a Republican president, a Republican House, and a Republican Senate, we paid for two wars, a huge new drug benefit, and a tax break for the wealthiest Americans on a credit card. So when I hear people expressing moral outrage in this campaign, I wonder when they're going to talk about the real moral outrage. Those 50 million people in America who didn't have access to health insurance before Barack Obama and Democrats took on an issue many people said couldn't be solved and passed Obamacare. I wonder where their moral outrage is with 46 million Americans living in poverty and the budget they passed in the House this year, Leonard, that would cut $135 billion from food stamps. I wonder where their moral outrage is when people like my opponent and Paul Ryan actually believe that a young woman who is raped by her father or her uncle and becomes pregnant should not have a choice in carrying that child to term. That's what I think the moral outrage is that we need to be talking about as Democrats. And we are so honored to have Mayor Villagrosa here with us tonight because he represents a voice of change and a voice of the future in our party. So I want to leave you with some of the voices that have influenced my life in these last 2 years. Last night, I was at a big fundraiser in Cedar Falls for an incredible young man named Taylor Morris, who I first met in the intensive care unit at Walter Reed earlier this year, after he came home from Afghanistan missing both legs, one arm, and his opposite hand. And Taylor sends me updates every week showing him driving a car, running on his new running legs, and he reminds all of us that the problems we complain about in our lives are about this important if we don't take care of each other. And when Taylor comes home, to Cedar Falls, to his parents' home, he will benefit from another courageous young Iowan named Andrew Connolly. Because on August 6th of this year, President Obama signed my bill, the Andrew Connolly Veterans Housing Act, into law that will double the adaptability assistance for wounded warriors who move back home into temporary housing before they go on with the rest of their lives. So one brave Iowan who died a year ago is paying it forward for other brave Iowans. I think of people like Jesse James in Dubuque, whose daughter Holly Lynn James was brutally murdered by her husband while serving this country as an Army nurse in North Carolina. And because of his passion and his advocacy, I was able to sit down with the Secretary of Defense and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and talk about why a zero-tolerance policy on sexual assault in the military and domestic violence means nothing if you don't put teeth into it. And I think of the trip that my friend Tom Harkin and I made to M's Coffee Shop in Independence, Iowa, where my opponent lived. M was a young woman who was born with a learning disability who, because of your hard work and your tax dollars, was able to get a loan to start her own coffee shop and is living and having the American dream. And I think of my nephew, Tucker Wright, who is right now in Disney World through the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And I took Tucker's picture to 17 town hall meetings on health care reform, every hearing I attended, every caucus meeting, and held it up to show people the true face of Obamacare. Because Tucker was diagnosed with liver cancer when he was 2 years old. He came here and the great people at Blank Children's Hospital took out two-thirds of his liver and saved his life. And yet they had to face the struggles that every American family with an unexpected catastrophic illness have to face. And without Obamacare, his parents never could have changed jobs because of pre-existing conditions and would have hit their cap on lifetime and annual benefits. These are the people who shape our lives and tell us why we fight as Democrats. They're the ones that need our work and our help over the next 17 days. Let's get to work.